Welcome back, everyone. Today, we're diving into a hot topic that's been heating up the financial world: Bitcoin versus gold. Now, I know what you're thinking. Isn't gold the ultimate safe haven? But let me tell you, as we look ahead to 2025 and beyond, Bitcoin is starting to steal the spotlight. So, let's unpack this.
Wow, that's a huge difference. Why is Bitcoin outperforming gold so much? Is it just because it's newer, or is there more to it?
Great question. Both Bitcoin and gold are seen as stores of value, primarily because of their scarcity. There will only ever be 21 million Bitcoins. Think of it like a limited edition collectible. Once they're gone, they're gone. On the other hand, gold supply can increase with demand, which dilutes its scarcity. This limited supply makes Bitcoin particularly appealing, especially during economic uncertainty.
Oh, I get it. So it's like the concert tickets are a hot commodity because they're rare. But what about the fact that gold has been valued for thousands of years? Doesn't that give it an edge?
Absolutely. Gold has a long history and has been a trusted store of value for centuries. But here's the kicker. Bitcoin is a relatively new asset, and it's evolving rapidly. Predictions suggest that Bitcoin could reach a price of $250,000 by 2025, which would represent a potential increase of 163%. That's like finding a hidden treasure map.
Whoa, that's a bold prediction. What's driving this kind of growth? Is it just hype, or are there real factors at play?
Excellent point. Several factors are influencing Bitcoin's appeal. First, there's increasing commercial acceptance. More businesses are starting to accept Bitcoin as payment. Then, we have institutional investment. Big players are getting in on the action. Plus, Bitcoin's limited supply and its potential as a hedge against inflation are huge draws.
Wow, that's a lot to consider. But I've heard Bitcoin can be super volatile. Isn't that a risk for investors?
You're spot on. Bitcoin's volatility is definitely something potential investors need to consider. It can swing wildly in price, which can be nerve-wracking. And then there are regulatory changes to think about. It's like riding a roller coaster. You have to be prepared for the ups and downs.
That makes sense. So it's kind of like a high-risk, high-reward situation. I mean, it sounds exciting, but also a bit scary.
Exactly. It's a balancing act. Just like deciding whether to jump out of a plane for skydiving, there's a thrill, but you need to be prepared and informed. So, if you're considering investing, make sure you do your homework and understand what you're getting into.
Wow, this is such a fascinating topic. I can't wait to learn more about it.